感谢主，再让我们有机会一同来读他的话语。
We thank the Lord for giving us this time so that we could read His word.
我们好吧，请弟兄姊妹们一同打开圣经。
Shall we open up our Bibles?
如果可以的话，我们大家的尽量翻快一点。
And if we can, please turn quickly.
头一处在彼得后书第三章。
The very first passage, 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章第十一到十四节。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 through 14.
彼得后书第三章第十一到十四节。
Second Peter 3:11-14.
好，我们大家都一起来读。
Together.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。第二处，我们来读启示录第二十二章。
The next passage is Revelation 22.
第二十二章，我们请读十到十二节。
We'll read verse 10 through 12.
启示录第二十二章第十到十二节。
Revelation 22:10 through 12.
我们一起来。
Together.
他又对我说：“不可拂了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。”不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽，唯义的叫他仍旧唯义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。好，我们再回到彼得前书。
We will return back to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章第十五和十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 15 and 16.
彼得前书第一章第十五到十六节。
First Peter 1, 15 and 16.
好，我们起来。
Together.
那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
希伯来书第三章第一节，一起来。
Together.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为实则为大祭司的耶稣。好，接着我们来看一下出埃及记。
Next, we'll turn to the book of Exodus.
二十八章第三十六节。
Chapter 28, verse 36.
出埃及记第二十八章第三十六节。
Exodus 28, verse 36.
出埃及记第二十八章第三十六节，一起来。
Together,
你要用金金做一面牌，在上面按刻图书之法，刻着归耶和华为圣。好，我们来看一下撒加利亚书。
Turn to the book of Zechariah.
在马拉基书之前。
It is before the book of Malachi.
在旧约最后面的那个书之前啊。
Which is right before the last book of the Old Testament.
撒加利亚书第十四章第二十节。
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 20.
撒加利亚书第十四章第二十节。
Zechariah 14:20.
你翻到马拉基书就翻到这一章。
If you found Malachi, you can find this.
好，我们一起来读。
Together.
当那日，马的铃铛上必有归耶和华为圣的这句话， 耶和华殿内的锅必如祭坛前的碗一样。好，我们来看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章第三十、三十一。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 and 31.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节、三十一节。
First Corinthians verse chapter one verse 30 and 31.
一起来。
Together.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。最后，我们来读帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Lastly, shall we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5?
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二十三节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二十三节，一起来。
Together.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。好，我们再留一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，感谢你赐给我们圣洁的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your holy words.
只有你是圣洁的。
Only you alone are holy.
主啊，只有你能够叫我们成圣。
Only you can make us holy.
求主今天早晨与我们同在。
May you be with us this morning.
亲自解开你的话语。
And may you open up your words to us.
求主赐下渴慕的心。
And give us a heart that desires after you.
因为你既然是圣洁的。
Because you alone are holy.
你要我们成为圣洁。
And you desire for us to be holy.
我们蒙召原是为要与你相配。
And your calling is so that we could be worthy of you.
并且你为我们预备所有的需要。
And you have already provided for all of our needs.
你要成就你的旨意在我们的身上。
And you will accomplish.Your will upon us.
哇，成为圣洁实在是你的旨意。
It is your will for us to be holy.
请你今天早晨用你的灵大大的充满我们。
May you greatly fill us with your spirit this morning.
叫讲的、翻的、听的都被一灵所感。
So the speaking, the translating, the hearing would be moved all by one spirit.
使我们都甘心地以答应你的呼召。
That we would voluntarily and willingly respond to your calling.
主啊，使我们成圣。
So that we may be holy.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉我主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen. 今天和弟兄姊妹交通的题目是过圣洁生活的属天呼召。
This morning, the topic of my sharing with everybody is the calling of living a holy life.
在刚才我们所读到的彼得后书里头。
Just previously, when we were reading 2 Peter.
使徒特别提醒我们一件事情。
The apostle was reminding us of something.
是照着神的预言。
That according to God's prophecy.
地和其上的一切有一天通通要结束。
The earth and everything in it one day will end.
并且其上有形质的都要被烈火完全的融化。
And all things will be burned away. All elements will be burned.
那火就要烧掉一切的不圣，烧掉一切的污秽。
And that fire will burn away all the things that are dirty and filthy.
把神所救赎的百姓引进新天新地。有义和圣洁在其中。
And bring all of his people into a new kingdom, into a new land, so that there they are holy.
今天我们读这些话语的时候。
Today as we read these words.
应该比彼得，使徒彼得写这封书信的时候，当时读的弟兄姊妹的感觉更加的紧迫。更加的觉得荣耀。
We need to have more of a zeal and a desire before the Lord, even more than what the people that Peter was writing to.
紧迫是因为那个时间就近在我们的眼前。
We need to feel that anxiousness because this time is right before us.
荣耀是因为我们已经看完了整个教会历史。
It is glorious because we now have seen all of church history.
我们深深的相信我们神的话是。永不改变的。
We deeply believe that God's word will never change.
一切的应许也都是必要成就的。
And all of his promises will be accomplished.
我们如果肯相信。
If we are willing to believe.
我们肯顺服。
if we are willing to obey,
他就照他的应许把我们改变。
Then according to his promise, then we will be changed.
像彼得所说的。
Just like what Peter says.
使我们能够没有玷污，毫无可指摘，安然见主。
So that we can be blameless in holy conduct.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们的王就要降临
Our king is coming
我们乃是许配给他的童子女
And we have been betrothed to him
当那一日来到的时候
And so when that day comes
教会全体要做他的新妇
That the entire church will be his bride
而新妇与新郎最重要的是必须在生命中是相配的
And the most important between the bride and the bridegroom That thing that needs to be there is that they are of the same life
在以斯帖记里面
In
Esther 我们看见一幅的图画
We see a picture
虽然那是一个王在选王后
Even though it is a king choosing who will be the queen
但我们可以从其中看见今天我们等候王的回来也正是如此
We can also see that same illustration of us waiting for the king
当亚哈随鲁王要选王后的时候
When King Ahasuerus was choosing his queen
这些女子们不仅都是处女不仅都是美貌
All of the women, not only were they beautiful
而且她们都必须在王宫里头有十二个月之久要来洁净她们的身体
They needed to go through 12 months time a purification of their bodies
我刚读这些经文的时候我才感觉到这好艰难啊
When I was reading these passages I felt, wow, that's such a difficult thing
一个人要预备嫁给王要准备那么长时间
To be given in marriage to a king You need so much time
但这就是王的标准
But this is the standard of the king
那何况我们的主耶稣
How much more so of our Lord Jesus
他乃是万王之王
He is the king of kings
他更当配得我们洁净自己来和他相配
He is also worthy of us to purify ourselves So that we could be betrothed to him
那些在那里候选的女子们
And all of the women who are to be chosen
他们有六个月要抹药油来洁净他们的身体
They needed to go through 6 months time of treatment
另外六个月他们用香料还有其他的洁身之物来洁净
And they needed to And another 6 months They needed to use perfumes And different things To purify themselves
这跟我们属灵经历也是有相似之处
This is also similar To our spiritual experience
那个抹药讲到我们借着十字架与主的同死
These things that they used Also the myrrh It speaks of us going through The death of our Lord
借着十字架来致死我们的旧人我们的肉体
Through the cross, it deals with our old man, it deals with our flesh.
然后另外六个月那个香料
And then the perfumes of 6 months.
基督的生命，基督的香气可以从我们的身上显出。
It is so that Christ, his life, his beauty can emanate from our lives.
这是基督在我们里面能够不受拦阻可以彰显出去。
So that Christ can be manifested without any hindrance.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
那日子那时辰虽然我们不知道
These days and that amount of time we do not know.
但我们知道我们有一天都要见主。
But we know that one day we will all meet our Lord.
我们每一个人一生的时间都是有限的。
All of our lives we have limited days.
无论我们有生之年主是来了还是没来。
Whether in our days we see the Lord or not.
神所量给我们的时间都是一定的。
The time that he has allotted to us is for certain.
所以使徒彼得在那里劝勉我们。
And so the Apostle Peter here, he is exhorting us.
我们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤。
And so, because we are looking forward to these things, we ought to be holy.
那些女子们怎样每天殷勤地用那些东西来洁净自己的身体。
Just like the women who are using all these different ingredients so that they could purify themselves.
那我们更要依靠我们的主来洁净我们的灵与魂与身体。
We also need to draw near to our Lord so that we can purify our spirit, our soul, and our bodies.
成为圣洁是神一个荣耀的呼召。
It is God's glorious calling for us to be holy.
也是一个属天的呼召
And it is also a heavenly calling
天那是一个清洁明净的境界
The heavens is a place that is pure and clean
当摩西和七十个人被召到山上的时候
As Moses and 70 elders they were taken up to the mountain
圣经告诉我们说在那里如同天色明净
The Bible tells us that that place was serene like heaven.
我们从启示录里看到，在新耶路撒冷城里头。
And we also see in Revelation, in the description of New Jerusalem,
有许多雾，明亮如水晶。
There is also fog, and there is also a place that is very quiet and serene.
连金子都是透明的。
And even the glass, even the gold is transparent.
所以我们乃是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
And so we are all called through a heavenly calling.
是何等的尊贵。
It is so glorious.
是何等的荣耀。
It is a very high calling.
但是我们今天所处的世界是极其败坏、极其污秽的。
But the world that we live in today is very corrupt and very filthy.
你眼睛睁开的那一刻起，
From the moment you open your eyes,
你就接触到这世界所蜂拥而来的那些污秽和败坏的事物。
You come into contact with all the filthiness of this world.
但我们却蒙召要在这个败坏的世界中为神做圣洁的见证。
But we have been called to live a life that gives testimony to God's holiness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那些女子们如何从王得着所有一切的供应来洁净他们。
All of the women, they receive the provisions from the king so that they may be purified.
今天我们的王更是为我们预备所有的一切。
Today, our king, he is also providing all things for us.
凡是愿意的他都能够叫我们洁净。
All who are willing, he is able to allow us to be holy.
我们成为圣洁，无可自在。
So that we can be holy and blameless.
这呼召不仅是个呼召。
This calling is not merely a calling.
并且是一个命令的呼召。
But it is also a calling with a command.
所以神说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So therefore he says, you are to be holy, for I am holy.
当圣经上说你们要怎样的时候，
When the Bible tells us you are to be,
那都是神的命令。
Those are his commands.
所以我们感谢他。
So we thank him.
虽然命令我们，
Even though he has commanded us,
那是爱中所发的命令。
But this is a command given in love.
因为他渴望与我们联合。
Because he desires to be in union with us.
所有一切的污秽，所有一切的败坏，都不能够与他联合。
Because all filthiness, all corruption cannot be unified with him.
因此他给我们时间。
So he has given us time.
他给我们机会。
An opportunity.
他不断地用爱鼓励我们。
He's always encouraging us with love.
使我们能够达到他所要的。
So that we can gain that which he wants.
在出埃及记和撒迦利亚书里面。
In Exodus as well as in Zechariah.
我们看见有几个大字。
We see some important words.
在中文都是用特大号的字体写的。
In Chinese, it is written in large font.
就是归耶和华为圣。
And that is, this is holy unto the Lord.
小姊妹有没有大字？
I'm looking to see if they are written in caps.
我昨天看到一本英文版的，它也是大字。
There is an English version where these words are written in caps.
那这个大字就是表示它是特别重要。
And the reason why it's in caps in large font is because it's very important.
用什么想想我们。
Think of ourselves.
原来我们在最终生出来，在最终长大。
We were born and raised in sin.
我们如同在污秽的世界中打了滚，又出来。
We are constantly in contact in a filthy world.
却蒙主耶稣宝血把我们洁净。
And now that we have been cleansed by His precious blood.
却蒙神给我们赐下一件白色的细麻衣。
And now that the Lord has given us a white and clean linen garment.
这是我们今天从神那里所得着的身份，所得着的生命。
It speaks of our position in our life before Him.
所以当神呼召我们的时候，
And so when the Lord calls us,
特别说你们都是归耶和华为圣的。
It says that we are all to be holy to the Lord.
所以在圣经里面称呼我们，
And so in the Bible when it speaks of us,
称我们为圣徒，
It speaks of us being saints.
虽然很多时候我们都觉得不敢当，
Even though oftentimes we feel that we're not worthy.
但在神的眼光中，
But in God's eyes,
在客观的地位上，
Objectively speaking,
就是我们是圣洁的。
We are holy.
因为在哥林多前书里面告诉我们说，
And in 1 Corinthians it tells us,
他说神使基督成为我们的圣洁。
Christ, He has become our sanctification.
我们因为被神放在基督里面。
Because Christ, God has placed us into Christ.
基督的所是，神就当作我们的所是。
What Christ is what we are.
所以在地位上来说。
And so positionally speaking,
我们是圣洁的。
We are sanctified and holy.
但是不仅是这样。
Not only so.
还有一个是性质上的。
Another in our nature or character.
Disposition.
Disposition.
在性质上，我们也有一个圣别。
In our disposition, it is the same.
那意思就是说，当这个生命进到我们里面来的时候，
That is to say, when the life enters into us,
如果我们真的得着它，
if we have really gained him,
这个生命就在里面一直催促我们要追求圣洁。
That life will push us so that we want to pursue after holiness.
所有一切与圣洁相反的事物，
So all things that are opposite of holiness,
它就起来反对。
It will come and be in conflict.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们活在这个生命里面。
When we live in this life,
我们要让这个生命不受到我们的压制。
We cannot restrict that life.
我们的肉体，我们的情欲，常常要想要胜过它。
Our flesh and our lust, we need to overcome it.
但我们要靠着圣灵。
According to the Spirit.
我们体贴圣灵。
We listen to the Spirit.
我们就能胜过它。
Then we can overcome it.
主耶稣怎样在地上的时候依靠圣灵。
How the Lord Jesus, he relied upon the Spirit.
胜过魔鬼一切的试探。
And overcame all of the temptation of the devil.
今天神也是赐下圣灵来。
Today, God has also given us the Spirit.
他就住在我们的里面。
And he lives in us.
为我们征战。
And he wars for us.
所以我们如果失败。
And so if we fail.
是因为我们自愿失败。
It is because we have failed.
所以我们不愿意依靠圣灵。
Because we were not willing to rely upon the Spirit.
今天神所我们预备的是里外都周全的。
Today, everything that God has prepared for us has already been done inside and out.
但他等待我们相信。
He is waiting for us to believe.
也等待我们顺服。
And waiting for us to obey.
所以今天我们的地位上来说，的的确确是被神分别为圣。
So positionally speaking, we have already been separated, consecrated to Him.
在里面也得着了这个圣洁的生命。
And we have already received the sanctified life.
但是我们还需要追求。
But we need to pursue.
使这个生命在恩典中能够渐渐地达到圣洁。
So that this life in grace it can be complete.
这是关乎我们的生活。
This has to do with our daily living.
生命人是看不见的。
Life, people cannot really see it.
但是生活却是你我神魔鬼都看见。
But in our daily living, that is something that you and I, God and the devil can all see.
我们不能光告诉人说我们得着了一个圣洁的生命。
We can't just say to somebody that we have received a holy life.
而我们的朋友、我们的同学、我们的同事却看不出来我们里面有圣洁。
And then our friends and our classmates, all the people around us cannot see that we truly have a holy life.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章那里说。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, there it says,
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
May the God of all peace cause you to be sanctified.
这个全然成圣，这包括一切的成圣。
And this sanctification means a perfection.
就是我们的构造来说。
That is in our created beings.
就是灵与魂与身子都神圣。
That is our body, our soul, and our spirit. Everything is to be holy.
我们的神实在是细致。
Our God is a God of details.
实在是完全。
He is so complete.
他向我们所存的旨意，绝不是一点点，也不是局部的。
His will for us is not just a small portion or in just part.
他要我们全然成圣。
He wants to be entirely holy.
使我们在主耶稣基督降临的时候，
So that before the return of the Lord,
能够完全无可指摘。
We can be entirely blameless.
所以我们从主的话语看见。
And so from God's word we can see.
圣洁乃是指的神自己。
Holiness speaks of God himself.
人是污秽的。
Man is evil and corrupt.
为什么我们必须看见我们无论再怎样的追求，我们这个旧人这个肉体仍然是污秽的。
No matter how we pursue, we must see that we ourselves are corrupted.
今天我们所说的圣洁，那是我们里面得着那个生命。
We must see that the life that the holiness that we are talking about has to do with the life within.
靠着那个生命，我们活出圣洁的生活。
According to that life, that is how we are to live out this holy life.
所以圣洁是指的神自己。
Holiness speaks of God Himself.
使我们成为圣洁的也是神自己。
And the one who causes us to be holy is also God Himself.
但这样说来，人有什么责任呢？
And so speaking from this, what is man's responsibility?
人的责任就是愿意。
Our responsibility is to be willing.
我们得救的时候， 怎样是愿意，所以得着了。
When we are saved, it was because we were willing, so we received.
成为圣洁也是因为愿意而得着的。
To be holy is also because we are willing, then we can receive.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
很多时候我们把得救看成是比较容易的。
Oftentimes we look upon salvation as easier.
但是我们把成圣看着是比较艰难的。
But holiness, we find that it's very difficult.
其实得救也不简单。
However, it's actually not easy to be saved.
我们有的人呢、啊，经过了好多年的挣扎。
Some go through a struggle of many years.
但有的人很快。
But some are quick.
啊，听了一次福音就得救了。
They hear the gospel once and are saved.
那么成圣怎样呢？
And what about being holy?
成圣也是这样。
It's the same.
所以我们看见有一些的圣徒。
We see some saints.
他们一得救的时候。
As soon as they are saved.
他们生活立刻就是变成。另外一个样子。
Their lives change entirely.
但对大多数的人来说，
But to the majority,
因着我们认识的不够，
Because we do not know enough.
因为我们相信的不够，
Because we do not believe enough.
因为我们顺服的不够，
Because we do not obey enough.
所以我们这时间就拉长了，
And so that time draws long.
有的人拉了几年，
Some it takes a couple years.
有的人拉了几十年，
And some several decades.
有的人可能一生根本就没有经历过这个成圣。
And some, perhaps their entire lifetimes, they do not experience that holiness.
今天早晨我们盼望靠着神的恩典。
We hope that according to God's grace,
让我们能看见这个成圣的路。
Today we can see the path to holiness.
看见我们的王为我们所预备的一切都是那么的充足。
To see that everything that our King has prepared is so sufficient.
也在全然成圣里面，第一个就包括灵的成圣。
And so the first thing in being sanctified entirely is that our spirit must be holy.
我要和弟兄姊妹读一下提摩太前书第一章的第五节。
I want to read for everybody 1 Timothy 1:5.
提摩太前书第一章的第五节讲说
1 Timothy 1:5 says
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
为什么我引用这一节经文呢？
Why do I want to use this scripture?
我们知道在教会历史上，约翰卫斯理弟兄带起了一个圣洁运动。
We know that in history, John Wesley, he led a movement that was of holiness.
在德国，我们有一个敬虔运动。
In Germany, there was a godly movement.
那就是讲到在彼得这个书信里面，彼得后书里面所说的。
And it speaks of what it is written in 2 Peter.
他那里提到说，当我们知道地上这一切都要完全被火消化的时候，
It says that since we know that all things will be destroyed,
我们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Surely we must know how to live a holy and godly life.
在18世纪的时候，
In the 17th and 18th century,
18世纪，
In the 18th century,
神就用了这两个团体，
God used these two bodies,
把圣洁和敬虔能够成为一个运动，成为一个生活。
God used these two movements of holiness and of purity to cause people to change.
他们所带来的属灵的果效是无可限量。
And the spiritual fruit that it brought could not be compared.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
追求圣洁这件事情，
To pursue holiness
不是一件小事情，
is not a small matter.
圣洁是关乎我们属灵生命的健康。
Holiness has to do with the health of our spiritual life.
如同清洁是关乎我们身体生命的健康一样。
Same way, purity also has to do with our spiritual health.
今天我们到医院里面去。
Today we are to go to the hospital.
到处都贴着要叫我们洗手。
Everywhere you see signs that it says to wash your hands.
并且他们还准备了几乎每一个角落，他都给你放上一瓶那个什么酒精。
And at every corner you will see a bottle of rubbing alcohol for your hands.
上面说这个可以杀死 99.99% 的细菌。
And on the bottle it will says that this has antibacterial properties. It is able to kill 99.9% of bacteria.
为什么医院那么重视你的手干净？
Why is it that the hospital emphasizes for your hands to be clean?
是我们健康的第一步。
Because it's the first step of health.
人生病了才到医院去。
When someone is sick, they go to the hospital.
但他不希望是一个病菌继续的传播。
And we hope that this illness will not constantly spread.
从我们的手开始杀起啊。
And so you start from your hands.
把那些能杀的细菌呢，统统杀死。
And we want to kill the bacteria that can be killed.
所以这样就带来了健康的第一步。
And it is the first step of health.
同样的。
same way.
我们的属灵生命若要健康。
When our spiritual lives need to be healthy,
第一个追求也是圣洁。
The first pursuit is holiness.
让我们能够离开那些世俗和污秽。
May we be separated from those things that are filthy and corrupt.
使我们能够生命得到健康。
So that our lives would be healthy.
那这里为什么我提到这一节经文呢
？So here, why is it that I'm speaking of this passage?
因为约翰卫斯理所提的圣洁运动。
Because of the holiness movement that John Wesley had brought about.
看的是以爱做他的基础。
Love was the foundation.
也就是我们主耶稣所讲到的整个诫命的总归。
And it is also the commandment of God.
在十诫，在摩西律法的这个总结是什么呢
？It is the main focal point of the Ten Commandments.
第一个就是要尽心、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
The first is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your might, all your strength.
其次就是要爱人如己。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以卫斯理弟兄还给我们。给所有跟从他的人这样说。
So Brother Wesley, he said to all of his followers,
我们要首先追求爱。
We need to pursue love.
当我们能够这样尽心爱神的时候。
When we pursue after loving the Lord diligently.
当我们愿意爱人如己的时候。
And we are able to love others as ourselves.
圣洁会跟着而来。
Then holiness will follow.
我们不能够直接追求圣洁。
We cannot just simply pursue after holiness.
很多时候都是变成人的行为。
Oftentimes it becomes simply the behavior of man.
但是当这个爱在里面这样的吸引我们的时候。
However, when love attracts us,
一切的污秽自然离开我们。
All filthiness naturally will leave us.
我们想想看，当我们这样爱神的时候。
When we think about how, when we love the Lord in this way,
神的话我们会不愿意听吗？
How is it that we neglect God's word?
我们很多时候比如说我们做儿女的不愿意听父母的话。
Let's say as children, we are not willing to listen to the words of our parents.
那是我们还不够爱我们的父母。
Perhaps we do not love our parents enough.
我们不太听我们神的话。
We do not listen to God's word.
也是因为我们还不够爱我们的神。
It's because we do not love him enough.
我们不知道每一次我们的犯罪。
Every time that we sin.
带给我们的神，带给我们的父亲，带给我们的主多大的痛苦。
It grieves our Father and our Lord.
所以我们之所以不愿意沾染这些东西。
And so we are not willing to touch anything that is filthy.
是因为不愿意伤天父的心。
Because we do not want to hurt and harm the heart of our Father.
所以爱就成为圣洁的一个基础。
And so love is the foundation of holiness.
那么这爱从哪里来呢
?Where does this love come from?
从清洁的心。
It comes from a pure conscience.
无亏的良心。
And from a pure conscience,
还有无畏的信心
and a sincere faith.
所以这个清洁的心，弟兄姊妹们，我们要去保守它。
And so this pure heart, we need to protect it.
当我们得救的时候，神的确赐给我们一个新的心。
And so the time from when we are saved, the Lord has given us a new heart.
但是我们还有一个旧的心。
And however, we do have an old heart.
所以这时候我们就靠着圣灵帮助我们。
And so we need to rely upon the Holy Spirit to help us.
使这个原来的旧心里面所有一切的不洁，所有一切的这些罪恶，要被圣灵所管制。
Because our old heart, we need to have the Holy Spirit to deal with it and to get rid of it.
我们把心田里面所有那些与神的性情相敌对的事物。
We need to deal and take away all the things that have nothing to do with the nature of God.
所以心乃是我们一生所有果效的一个发源地。
The heart is the wellspring of all things in our lives.
箴言告诉我们说，我们一生的果效都是由心发出。
Proverbs tells us that all things come from our heart.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们学习常常对我们的心说话。
We need to speak often to our heart.
你不要怕人家说你自言自语。
Do not be afraid of people saying that you are so self-centered.
当然，如果有人在你旁边的时候，你不要太夸张的说。
Perhaps when somebody is around, you don't want to speak too boastfully.
我常常对我的心说。
But often I will speak to my heart.
我感觉我非常需要提醒他。
I feel that I truly need to remind my heart.
不要顺着情欲。
Do not follow lust.
不要贪图 寻自己的满足。
Do not be greedy after satisfying my own heart.
所以我们常常提醒我们的心。
So we often need to remind our hearts.
使它清洁。
So that it would be pure.
那这样的话呢，我们就能够带来无愧的良心。
And then that will lead to a good conscience.
无愧的良心需要罪得洁净。
A good conscience needs to be cleansed from sin.
所以主耶稣为我们预备他的宝血。
And so the Lord Jesus has prepared His precious blood.
因为他知道我们今天走到外面去。无论如何总是会沾到灰尘。
Because he knows that as soon as we step outside, no matter what, your feet will become dusty.
从这个世界的污秽中间走过去，你难免会碰到一点他的东西。
If you are to walk through this world, you cannot avoid touching some of the things of the world.
求主用血洁净我们。
So may the Lord cleanse us with his blood.
当我们对人有亏欠，当我们说话不准确的时候，我们立刻就请人原谅，向人更正。
If we are to offend or shortchange anyone, we need to go and ask for forgiveness.
我们盼望使这个良心能够在保持在一个无愧的状态。
Because we hope and we pray that our conscience will be in a good condition.
也良心中的每一个亏欠。
And so every blame against the conscience
就是我们生命中的一个漏洞。
Will be a hole in our life.
任何良心的破洞都带来生命的流失。
If there are any holes in our life, it will bring loss to our lives.
如同那个血漏的妇人，那个生命不断的流掉一样。
Just like the woman who is hemorrhaging for so many years.
所以无愧的良心非常的重要。
So a good conscience is very important.
然后就是无畏的信心。
And lastly, sincere faith.
完全相信神。
To believe him entirely.
不要相信自己。
To not believe in yourself.
就在成圣这件事情上。
And so in this matter of being faithful.
怎么我们都要觉得。Or holy.靠我们自己是不可能的。
To be holy, we cannot rely upon ourselves.
如果我们今天听的这篇道，
Today, if we listen to this message,
我们回去立志说，我要开始这样做那样做。
And you go home today and you strengthen your own will and say, I'm going to do this and that.
我们不但会非常的累，
Not only will you be very tired,
而且一定会失败，
But you will fail.
但是我们如果不相信自己，
However, if you do not believe in yourself,
完全信靠神，
And completely rely upon him,
我们就跟他说，
And say to him,
主啊，使我成为圣洁。
Lord, allow me to be holy.
并且在我们所能做的范围里头，
And in the realm of what I am able,
要使自己不要去沾染污秽。
Do not allow me to touch anything that is dirty.
我们信靠神，
We trust in the Lord.
并不是推卸自己的责任。
It's not that you forsake your own responsibility.
我们乃是在神的恩典当中与他配合。
But in God's grace, you will cooperate with him.
所以我们的责任，我们就是要保守。
So we need to protect. Our responsibility is to protect ourselves.
我们要有一个谨守的心。
We need to have a watchful heart.
不要让这个心放。
Do not allow your heart to wander.
今天这个世界都是讲开放。
Today, this world says to be open.
Liberal.
To be liberal.
非常非常的自由，非常非常的开放。
You are to be open and liberal as much as you want to be.
但是我们成为神的儿女之后，
However, as children of God,
我们要管束他。
We need to be watchful and watch over this.
所以我们用这个清洁的心，无愧的良心和无畏的信心。
And so with a pure heart, good conscience and sincere faith,
就使我们产生对神对人的热爱。
It will give us that love towards God and man.
这在我们灵的成圣上是非常重要的。
It is very important for the whole. This is very important for the holiness of our spirit.
魂也要成圣。
And then it says that our spirit, our soul must be holy too.
我们的魂里面有思想。
In our soul, we have our thinking.
有情感。
We have our emotions.
有意志。
And we have our will.
这三方面原来都是被罪玷污过的。
In these three things, we have been tainted with sin.
无论是思想，无论是情感，无论是意志。
Whether in our thoughts, our emotion, or our will.
都已经被罪玷污，都已经跟世俗和同流。
It is already tainted with sin, and it already flows with the world.
所以我们需要靠着神来使他洁净。
And so we need to be holy according to God.
我们怎么样来靠着神使他洁净呢？
How can we cleanse it so that it is holy by God?
头一个，我们应当把自己奉献。
First off, we need to consecrate ourselves.
因为我们知道只有神是圣洁的。
Because we know only God himself is holy.
那么只有当我们奉献给这位圣洁的神的时候，
So only when we consecrate ourselves to this holy God,
当我们的生命是握在他手中的时候，
And when our lives are being held in his hand,
我们的成圣才是有希望的。
Then there is hope for us to be holy.
在这里我要读一下利未记的第八章22和23节。
And so here I would like to read the book of Leviticus chapter 8, verse 22. 22 and 23.
这里说，他又奉上第二只公绵羊， 就是承接圣旨之礼的羊。亚伦和他儿子按手在羊的头上，就宰了羊。摩西把些血抹在亚伦的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上。
Then he presented the second ram, the ram of ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. Moses slaughtered it and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot.
这两节是讲到亚伦和他的儿子们，他们要被高为祭司，要来承接这个圣职。
Here these two verses speak of Aaron and his sons, that they are to be ordained as priests. They need to be entirely purified and holy.
摩西说把羊的血拿来抹在他们的右耳垂上，还有右手的大拇指，还有右脚的大拇指。
And so God commanded Moses to take the blood of the ram and put it on the right earlobe, right thumb, and right big toe.
这说明当我们要侍奉神的时候，
This speaks of how when we want to serve God,
圣洁是何等的重要。
Holiness is very important.
神要我们承接的乃是一个圣职。
What God wants us to receive is a holy nature.
所以这些血就用来洁净这个人。
So this blood will cleanse this person.
那么这里高抹他的耳垂，意思就是让这个侍奉的人来听神的话。
The reason the blood needs to be on the right earlobe is because we need to hear God's word.
抹在他的右手的大拇指上，那是要让他的手来做神的事。
The reason why blood is placed upon the right thumb is because we use our hands to serve God.
抹在他的右脚的大拇指上，那是要他的脚来做神的正路。
The reason why the blood needs to be placed on the right big toe is because we need to walk in God's correct and right way.
我们都知道。
We all know, brothers and sisters.
今天我们蒙恩得救的。
Now that we are saved.
都是祭司。
We are now all priests.
每一个都是圣洁的祭司。
We are all holy priests.
我们都要来侍奉神。
We all serve God.
我们比旧约时代，神为亚伦和他的儿子们所预备的还更加的充分。
What we have received is even more complete and perfect than what Aaron and his sons have received in the Old Testament.
所以我们应当靠着神的恩典。
And so according to God's grace,
把自己奉献上去。
We ought to consecrate ourselves to Him.
啊，当我们这样做的时候，
When we do that,
神就可以使用我们。
Then God can use us.
在这里我也举一点例子。
Here I'd like to give an example.
我来读一下那个提摩太前书第二章。
I would like to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章这里有一段话说。
1 Timothy chapter 2 it says.
从第八节开始。
It's starting from verse 8.
我愿男人无愤怒无争论，举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
Therefore I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension.
又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以鞭法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments.
只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
But rather by means of good works, as is proper for women making a claim to godliness.
女人要纯净学道，一味的顺服。
A woman must quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness.
这里讲到对男人，还要他们举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
Here it says that men are to lift up holy hands and pray.
所以我们的手被神所洁净。
So our hands have been sanctified by God.
我们可以这样来侍奉他。
And now we can serve Him in this way.
那么当我们这样愿意祷告的时候，
When we are willing to pray like this,
神可以使我们里面就没有愤怒。
God will allow us to have no wrath.
就不跟人去争论。
We will have no dissension with other men.
这是神今天对我们做弟兄们的一个非常非常重要的劝勉。
This is a very important encouragement that God gives us.
大概神造我们的时候，因为男人力气要大一点，所以好像脾气也大一点。
Now, when God created man, perhaps because we are stronger, our anger can be strong.
有一次我读到一个文件这样说。
One time I read an article that said,
他说脾气啊，其实不是一个坏事情。
That anger really is not a bad thing.
是那个脾气不受控制呢，是坏事情。
However, an anger that is unrestrained, that is bad.
因为神造我们的时候，我们有脾就有气。
Because In Chinese, it's separate into two words. We have our skin, and yes, we have our breath.
但是在神的工作当中。
However, in God's work.
因为我们里面有脾气。
Because we have emotion and anger.
它可以使它成为一个动力。
It can have, it's active.
不成为我们去攻击别人。发怒争论的一个动力。
Not only is it active in expressing itself towards anger and towards other people,
那是要成为我们侍奉神爱人的动力。
But it is also that energy, that active emotion towards God in serving Him.
在这里讲到对姊妹们。
And now, speaking to women,
特别提到要廉耻自守。
And it says to be modest and discreet.
神使姊妹们成为美丽。
God wants women to be beautiful.
是非常宝贵的。
It is very precious.
神也喜欢美丽。
God also desires after beauty.
但是这个世界误用了神所给女人的这个特权。
However, this world has tainted this place that God has originally given to women.
这个世界的这些带领的人，他们把许多羞耻的事加在女人的身上。
This world has placed much shame upon women.
使他们应当自守的变成开放的。
And so many things which need to be discreet are no longer discreet.
这在我们得救的人看来是非常诧异的事情。
So to those who are saved, these things bring so much shame.
每当我看见男人这从头到脚露出一点点，大部分的都遮住的时候。
When I see men who are mostly all covered except just for some parts,
我就想到说，为什么这个世界叫女人那么暴露
？Why is it that women? Why does this world cause women to not be as covered?
这是魔鬼的作为。
This is the work of the enemy.
姊妹们，我们要回到神的跟前来看。
Sisters, we need to come back before the Lord.
今天。回教世界的人，他们指控资本主义。
Today, the Muslims they control all the different aspects of life.
因为回教的这个教导，要他们的女人从头到脚都包住的。
In Muslim teaching, the woman is to be covered entirely from head to toe.
但我们今天不是讲这样的行为。
However, today we're not talking about behavior like that.
但我觉得那个基本的意念是对的。
However, the basic understanding is correct.
我们的肉体。越少显露越好。
The less our flesh is shown, the better.
所以当我看见男人和女人穿着正好相反的时候。
So when I see how opposite it is between the dress of man and woman.
这个感觉魔鬼的作为是何等的可怕。
I feel like the work of the enemy is so severe.
所以盼望我们的姊妹们特别在衣裳的方面我们能够注意。保守他的圣洁。
So I hope that our sisters, in the matter of our clothing, that we would be modest and discreet and holy.
使徒告诉我们说，要以正派衣裳为装饰。
And so here, the apostle he's telling us that we are to, by means of good works, it is proper for women making a claim to godliness.
第九节。这个什么是正派的衣裳
？What is to adorn with ourselves with proper clothing？
正派的衣裳就是神眼中看为对的衣裳。
Proper clothing is the clothing that is right in the eyes of God。
因为圣灵住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in us。
有神的生命在我们里面。
Because God's life is in us。
如果我们留意它。
If we are pay attention to it。
如果我们照着世界的话说去咨询一下。
If we just simply listen to the world a little bit,
如果我们不知道说这套衣服合不合适
and we don't know whether this clothing is right or wrong,
它的尺寸
its measurement,
它的样式
its style,
它的颜色
its color,
是不是合适
is it appropriate?
问问我们里面的生命，问我们里面的圣灵。
We can ask the life within, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us.
如果这一方面我们还操练不够的话，至少可以问我们的家人，问我们的好朋友。
If we do not have enough training within us, we can ask our friends and our family.
那你不要去问还没信主。
Do not ask non-believers.
问那个已经信的主，他在这一方面有操练的。
Ask those who have been trained in this aspect from those who believe.
今天许多的衣服已经叫人失去了廉耻。
Today many clothes have allowed people to lose their modesty.
我都觉得今天在百货公司卖的衣服。
I feel that the clothes that are being sold today,
大部分是不适合我们姊妹们穿的。
The majority of it is not suitable for women to wear.
因为太暴露。
Because it's too revealing.
就是那些参加婚礼、参加什么的，那衣服都是不合格的。
Even those that are worn to many weddings, it's not appropriate.
弟兄姊妹们，我们姊妹们的衣服啊，一定要能够遮到这个上面来。
Brothers and sisters, your clothes need to cover up.
今天这个世界是非常可怕。
This world is a terrible place.
简直是无法无天了。
It's a crazy world.
他们有些人穿这个衣服，真的是只能够在他们卧房里面的，让他们穿到百货公司，穿到街上去走路去。
Clothes that are suitable only for the bedroom, they wear it out in public.
我们的弟兄们要帮姊妹们忙。
Brothers, we need to help the sisters.
我们姊妹们出门的时候，我们应当看看这一件衣服穿上去合乎不合乎圣洁妇人的模样。
Sisters, when you are about to leave your home, you need to look at what you're wearing. Is this appropriate? Is this modest according to what God desires?
当我们穿上这衣服的时候，只能看到骨头，不能看到更下面。
When you are leaving, you can see your collarbone, but nothing below.
对不起，因为这个世界实在太败坏了，我必须要着重地讲这个地。
I apologize because this world is truly so corrupt. I must.
我们西雅图还没那么热，所以这个问题还不是最严重的。
In Seattle, the weather's not so hot, so this problem is not too great.
我们到 LA 去参加西雅图会的时候，很多时候这个做招待的这些姊妹们，我们就要特别提醒。
For those who are ushers, when we go to LA, because the weather is much warmer there, we just need to make this reminder.
这一个总的原则就是我们要尽量不暴露。
Because this principle is that we are to be discreet.
我们的皮肤。穿上衣服之后，显露的越少越好。
Our flesh, the less that is revealed, the better.
越正派。
And it's more modest.
不仅是外面的衣服是这样。
Not only our outward clothing.
就是什么？当我们追求圣洁的时候。
When we are pursuing holiness.
连我们里面的衣服，那个人家看不见的，都得留意。
Even the clothing that is not seen, we need to pay attention.
因为今天百货公司里面摆那些衣服，很多也是我们圣徒们不能买、不能穿的。
Because there are many things that are being sold that cannot be worn.
因为那些东西充满了情欲。
Because those things are filled with sensuality.
充满了魔鬼的性质。
Filled with the nature of the enemy.
所以我们回家去看一看。
So when we go home, take a look.
那些衣服，连内衣裤。那些不合圣徒体统的都把它踢掉。
Undergarments that are not according to what the Lord desires, throw it away.
因为这个世界尽量的挑动人的情欲。
Because this world is constantly stirring up sensuality of man.
我们是圣徒。
We are saints.
我们不能做这些。
We cannot do such things.
我们也不需要这些。
And we do not need these things.
我们夫妻相爱，那是非常纯的，是从人里面。那个爱出来的。
The love between man and wife, these are things that are pure.
不需要靠那些东西来产生情调，来产生任何的感觉。
You do not need anything else that will stir up such emotion.
我们夫妻之间应该培养一个非常纯的爱。
We need to have a pure love between husband and wife.
在这爱中合一。
In this love to be one.
这是最美丽的。
This is the most beautiful.
所以，所有一切世界的样式，
so all the images of the world,
从我们身上挪掉。
We need to take it away from us.
后面他讲到头发的问题。
And then it speaks of hair.
弟兄姊妹们，我们尽量注意啊，不要去染头发。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention. No need to dye your hair.
今天人已经变花样，变到没处可变了。
Now, today, people have changed their own image to a way where it can no longer be changed.
就把脑筋动到头发上面去。
And we start thinking about our hair.
好像不满意神所给他的。
As if we're not satisfied with what God has given us.
又花钱。
We spend money.
又伤头发。
And you damage your hair.
又不讨神喜悦。
And you do not please the Lord.
所以我希望感谢主，我们中间没有那些绿头发、红头发的。
I'm glad that among us we don't see green or red hair.
但是呢。我们希望除了那种就是白头发染成它原来的颜色之外呢，其他的染发就不要了。
Other than sometimes I do know that those who have white hair, we dye it back to the original color. We do not want to dye our hair.
你每次要染头发的时候，你就想到说，我这一做就是不满意神给我的颜色。
You need to think of how if you are to do this, I am not pleasing God in the original color that He first gave me.
然后。这里说不要去戴那些黄金啊、珍珠啊。
And it says, do not wear gold or pearls.
那个我们的耳垂是要磨血的，不是要来戴耳环的。
Our earlobe is to be touched with the precious blood of God, not to just wear earrings.
就是若是我们照着神所吩咐的来学习。
If we are to practice according to what God has commanded,
我们就成为一个敬神的女人。
Then we are to be a godly woman.
就成为一个圣洁的女人。
And a holy woman.
更不需要外面的东西。
We do not need outward things.
我们乃是以里面的温柔安静来做装饰。
We are to use the gentleness and the meekness, quietness of heart to be our beauty.
我们是以顺服丈夫为我们在神面前的装饰。
When you submit to your husband, that is your ornament.
彼得也告诉我们。
Peter also tells us.
在彼得前书第三章里面。
In 1 Peter chapter 3.
他也对我们有些的劝勉。
There he has some exhortation.
在你姊妹们我就不再讲了。
I do not have to speak more about sisters.
说弟兄们呢他说要按情理和妻子同住。
But for brothers, you are to live quietly with your wives.
因为他比你软弱。
Because they are weaker.
所以要我们认识到妻子是与我们一同承受生命之恩的。
Because the wife and the husband, they are to be fellow heirs of the grace of life.
要敬重他。
And to respect them.
叫我们的祷告没有阻碍。
So that your prayers will not be hindered.
这接着讲到我们弟兄们要了解我们的姊妹跟我们不同。
Now husbands need to be understanding of their wives that they are different.
要体贴他们比我们软弱。
And understand that they are weaker.
要多爱她。
And to love her.
多敬重她。
And to respect her.
多来成全她。
And so that she can be encouraged.
这跟我们的祷告有关系。
This has to do with our prayers.
我们祷告不受了拦阻。
So that our prayers would not be hindered.
另外一处我们讲到身体的成圣。
And then it also speaks of the sanctification of our bodies.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章三到四节这样说。
In 1 Thessalonians it says,
第四章三到四节。
In chapter 4,
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
Verse 3 to 4, For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
哥林多前书第六章十八到二十节这样说。
It also says in 1 Corinthians,
你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的，无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
First Corinthians chapter 8,
six.
chapter 6,
18 and 20.
Flee immorality. Every other sin is that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body.
关于身体方面,
Regarding the body,
圣经最紧要的教导就是要叫我们远避淫行。
The most important teaching regarding the body is to flee from immorality.
我们知道淫行是个罪。
We know that immorality is sin.
在任何不是合法夫妻的这个关系上所做的都是罪。
Everything that is not within the normal relationship of a husband and wife is sin.
我们结婚在神面前立约。
In marriage, we have made a covenant before God.
也在法律面前被承认。
And it is also acknowledged in the law.
这样的夫妻关系，神就把这个礼物赐给他们。
This is a gift in the relationship between husband and wife.
他们二人成为一体。
That two will become one.
是圣洁的。
This is holy.
是神所赏赐的。
This is what God has given.
但是今天的世界，
However, in today's world,
叫人的身体多多的犯奸淫。
The body is always experiencing so much immorality. It's very terrible.
所以使徒在这里告诉我们。
And so the apostle here is telling us.
让我们远避淫行。
We need to flee immorality.
要叫我们怎样晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵来守着我们的身体。
And we know that we are to glorify God in our body.
我们要看神是给我们这个身体。
We need to see how God has given us this body.
作为圣灵的殿。
Is to be the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以它是应当圣洁。
And so it needs to be holy.
所以它非常尊贵。
And so it is very valuable.
你想想看，那位荣耀的神来住在这个身体。
This glorious God is living in our bodies.
我们要这样来看我们的身体。
We need to see our bodies in this way.
所以这个淫行是什么？
And so what is this immorality?
淫行就是大麻风已经从里面发到最外面。
This is like leprosy that has now spread throughout the whole body.
灵和魂的罪都在里头看不见。
Now the sin that is in the spirit and in the soul, we cannot see it.
没有碰到身体。
It hasn't touched the body.
但是当它变成淫乱的时候。
But when it becomes immorality,
这个罪就从里就发到最外面了。
This sin has now spread to the body.
大麻风最严重的情况。
And it is in the, like the condition of leprosy.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们一旦蒙恩受浸归到主的名下。
After we have received grace and have been baptized under the name of the Lord,
圣洁尊贵来守住这个身体。
We need, with holiness, we need to hold on to our body.
我们要记得，在圣经中有许多的警示。
Remember that there are many important things written in the Bible.
凡是在这个方面不注重的。
Many reminders in all these ways when we are not mindful.
都将被神废弃。
It will be punished by God.
神不能使用我们。
God cannot then use us.
我们看看流变。
Remember Reuben?
在流变的身上我们看见这个肉体的情欲啊是滚沸如水。
We know that Reuben, the lust in his body, was great.
他不仅淫乱。
Not only was he sensual.
他还跟他的父亲的妾行淫。
He also committed a sin with the wife of his father.
所以他最后被废掉了长子的名分。
And so therefore he lost his right as the firstborn son.
但是他的兄弟约瑟正好相反。
However, it was the opposite for his brother Joseph.
他就在神面前用圣洁尊贵守住他的身体。
Before God, in holiness, he held on to his body.
所以当波提法的妻子用他的权势用他的美色要来引诱他的时候
And so when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him
他多次多方的拒绝
He rejected in all these ways
最后他就逃跑了让他把这个外衣给抓走
And lastly he ran away leaving his robe behind
正是使徒们所说的逃避淫行
Just like what the apostle said to flee immorality
结果他就得着了长子的名分
And then he received the right as the firstborn.
他就得着了双倍的祝福。
He received a double blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天照着名分上来说我们都是长子。
Today, according to our name, we are firstborn.
但我们可能会像流变。
However, we may be like Reuben.
因着我们不肯致死我们的肉体情欲。
Because we are not willing to die to our flesh and our lust. 是因
为我们失去了这个福分。
So we've lost that right.
奥古斯丁他在他各一生的追求当中这方面的对付是非常困难的
St. Augustine in all of his pursuit in his life this aspect was one of the most difficult
我们读他的传记就知道
When you read his autobiography
他是一个被肉体情欲紧紧控制的一个人
He was one controlled and bound by his flesh
超乎常人的强烈
And so he often was drawn by emotion
但是当他得救以后
However, after he was saved
他与神合作来致使这个如同魔鬼一般的情欲
He cooperated with the Lord so that his flesh would be put to death.
我们看他的书就是得到多大的激励
We see his writing and we are encouraged.
他在那里追求圣洁
He sought after holiness.
对付所有一些非法的要求
He dealt with all of the other requirements.
他成为我们许多弟兄姊妹的鼓励
And he became the encouragement of many children of God.
哎，弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
过圣洁生活的呼召从神而来。
The calling of living a holy life is from God.
是在我们因信称义之后，因信称圣啊，因信称义之后是更高的呼召。
It is a higher calling after we have been justified by faith.
神要我们因信称圣。
So now we are sanctified by faith.
借着圣灵在我们里面的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit within us.
让我们来追求。神的圣洁
so that we can seek after God's holiness
那么记得这个圣洁如果落在一个人的圣洁的话会出很大的问题
remember this holiness if it falls into man's holiness it will cause problems
如果我们落在我们人自己的圣洁的时候我们就轻看别人
if we are trying to be holy in ourselves we will look lightly upon others
我们看别人都不圣洁只有我们自己圣洁
we will see that everybody else is not holy except for myself
那种追求就不是神所说的。
That pursuit is not what God desires.
我们只能够这样说。
We can only say,
主啊，我是一个不洁的人。
Lord, I am a filthy person.
从头到脚。
From head to toe.
我的眼睛，我的嘴巴都需要你来洁净。
My eyes, my mouth, I need your cleansing.
那我们才能够因神的怜悯，因神的恩典，能够进入这个圣境。
Then through God's grace and mercy, then we can enter into His holiness.
最重要的，当然我们要常常亲近主。
And of course, we need to draw near Him often.
多多思想他。
Meditate upon Him.
并且因为这样的缘故，我们跟他联合在一起。
And through that, we are united with Him.
除非我们肯跟他联合。
If we are not willing to be united with Him,
那么圣洁就不可能成为我们的。
Then holiness cannot be ours.
所以我们跟主说。
So we need to say to the Lord.
主，我渴慕跟你同住。
Lord, I desire to abide with you.
因着爱要跟你联合。
Because of love, to be united with you.
这样他就使他的圣洁成为我们的圣洁。
So that His holiness will be ours.
他就为我们阻挡仇敌所有一切的引诱和仇敌一切的试探。
So that we can resist all the temptations of the enemy.
使我们能够得胜有余。
That we can overcome.
好，我们好不好一起祷告？
Shall we pray?
主，我们满心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
我们满身是污秽。
Our bodies, everything within us is filthy.
从里到外，没有一处圣洁。
From inside and out, nothing is holy.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
你愿意救我们。
You are willing to save us.
并且你细细地做工。
And you do such a detailed work.
你把一个圣洁的生命给我们。
You have given us a holy life.
你预备所有一切成圣的条件。
You have prepared all of these requirements.
主啊，让我们愿意。
Lord, may we be willing.
求主使我们愿意。
Lord, please allow us to be willing.
来追求圣洁。
To seek after holiness.
让基督在我们身上能够得着荣耀。
So that Christ may be glorified in us.
求你恩待我们。
Lord, have grace.
每一个弟兄姊妹都仰望在你的手中。
So that all brothers and sisters, Lord, we put in your hands.
在这个邪恶淫乱的时代中。
In these evil and corrupt days.
主啊，求你使我们成圣。
Lord, please allow us to be holy.
特别为我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
We pray especially for the young ones.
主啊，求你保守他们。
Please protect them.
他们的年纪。
In their age,
他们的环境,
Lord, in their environments,
充满了各样的试探,
is filled with so many temptations.
需要你的保守,
we need your protection.
特别在暑假的时候,
especially during vacations.
主啊, 求你使我们的弟兄姊妹因你成圣,
through you, Lord, may our brothers and sisters be holy.
也为你成圣,
and be sanctified for you.
谢谢你听我们祷告,
thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名,
in your most precious name.
Amen. Amen.